Hello.
Hello.
Hi, is this Danuta?
Hello. Yes.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm well. Who is this?
This is Samantha. He's calling you from Penguin Book Writers Compliance Department. Do you have like 5 to 10 minutes to briefly chat about your project?
There will be no project. I requested a full refund.
Yes, that's what I wanted to discuss with you. What exactly seems to be the reason for which you're pulling out?
I stated my reasons in the email I sent to you, and I don't want to really repeat those. Thank you.
Okay, just bear with me on the line because I will be the one cross-verifying your case and initiating a refund, okay? So let me just really quickly pull up your email. Stay with me on the line, please.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being online. All right, so I have pulled up your email and it says that the services you have provided have been unsatisfactory due to lack of professionalism, inconsistent statements, and lack of timely support. My publisher and I no longer wish for your company to act as our publicist. Okay, so what exactly made you come to this conclusion? Was it just that one call that was postponed, the Zoom session?
There are three reasons, not just one.
Okay.
And what made me come to this conclusion is all the reactions I had with Penguin after I sent my payment. They
Okay,
were
can you give
very
me some examples?
unsatisfactory. All the phone calls I had with Penguin, as I said, they were inconsistent. One person was saying one thing, another person was saying something else. They were unprofessional. They told me about how they were frustrated that the payment was not coming, how they were humiliated because the payment was not coming after
Said
I
all this to
submitted it.
you?
It was just, excuse me. Everything, it was so extremely unprofessional that it actually scared me. And my publisher could not believe that this was happening, and we decided to absolutely terminate the contract immediately. Thank you.
Okay, Danuta, can you give me a name? Who exactly said that they're humiliated and all of those words that wasn't necessary?
I
Who
mean,
said
that
that to
they.
you?
Actually, it was not even said to me. It was written. So I do have, it is written. So
Okay.
I have it in writing. I
Can you give me a
talked
name?
to Olivia. Yes. I talked to two people. I communicated, I should say, with two people, Olivia Raven and Josh Baker. And those two people made me very uncomfortable. And I absolutely felt like the collaboration with Penguin is impossible.
Okay, so there's one reason that you provided. It is where someone told you that how they feel humiliated and all of that, just because the payment was not going through. What is the next reason?
They are listed in the email. Please don't make me go through this. This is extremely uncomfortable. This phone call is extremely uncomfortable for me because I already stated my reasons. They
Those
are
are
in
all
the email, so
vague.
please.
Danuta, they are all vague. You said unprofessionalism. You mentioned a lack of timely correspondence. I need examples in order to understand what exactly happened.
Okay. I'm going to give you two more examples, and I hope that we can finish the phone call. Unprofessionalism was, as I said, the text that I received that talked about the feelings of the people that were dealing with me. So that's one thing. Another thing is the statements were inconsistent, I said.
Inconsistent.
I'm going to give you one example.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you one example. One person said that they will need 1 week to read my book. Another person said they will need 2 to 3 weeks to read my book. They were rushing before the payment was issued. They were rushing with the projects, telling me that I needed to do it immediately to be on the schedule for November and December. But after the payment was issued, suddenly they had all the time in the world, and they wanted me to send them my manuscript. When I told them I can't do it because the book is not self-published, I am not allowed to do it. I can send them a physical copy of my book. They didn't want to provide me with their mailing address. I wanted to meet with them on Zoom. They refused to meet with me on Zoom. And there was when
the
I told
Zoom
them
interview
when
was
I went,
scheduled,
they,
no?
I'm sorry. Please don't interrupt me if you want me to give you the statement.
Okay. Go ahead.
And then when they asked me when I am available. After I told them that I am available when they want to meet with me at between 1 and 2, then they canceled the meeting and told me that they can meet with me on Tuesday, while they already knew that I am teaching, I am lecturing at University of Maryland on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So it was completely unprofessional. The timing was absolutely awful, and it was unacceptable. Another thing is the last communication I had, Josh Baker asked me when I am available for this phone call, and I said I am available between 11 and 4 on Friday, which is today when you called me. I received a phone call completely disregarding my email. I received the phone call the very same day, and they left a message when I wasn't available to talk to you. So I am extremely uncomfortable with all the communication I received, and I would like to state that. And this is all I would like to say.
Okay. Thank you so much for providing a detailed account. And I understand from your perspective as a customer why you would feel skeptical. Okay. Now, I just want to address some of the things before we reach to the conclusion. Okay. Now, you told me something
We are
about...
not – excuse me. I'm sorry. What is your name?
My name is Samantha.
Oh, your name is Samantha. Okay.
Yeah.
Samantha, I gave you all my reasons, and I would like you to send me the refund, please. I am not going to discuss with you conclusions. I will not going to change my mind. My publisher and I, since we both, my publisher and I, covered the cost, wanted to collaborate with you, came to this conclusion that I would like my refund. So there is nothing else that can be done at this point.
I understand from your perspective what you're saying, and I'm not denying the refund. I'm only trying to clarify some of the things that you feel is, you know, not correct. So I'm just trying to rectify that, and I just want to tell you a little bit of stuff on the pointers that you mentioned. Somebody told you 1 week to review the book. That is correct. Can it be possible that within 1 to 2 weeks, it could be varying or subject to change in terms of the number of pages? Maybe they reviewed the book later, and that's when they told you that it's going to take 2 to 3 weeks roughly in order to create a calendar as well, because that's the first thing that you were going to get. So maybe 1 week for review or 10 working days, and then the rest of it was for the creation of the calendar. And that is the inconsistency that you talked about. Sending in the manuscript, we usually prefer to purchase the book or have a soft copy, all right? The reason why we refuse the physical copy is because later, earlier back in the days, we have lost a couple of parcels. So that's the reason why we make sure to ensure that this does not happen with you, because that will be really unprofessional too. So in order to prevent that, our last resort is sending in the physical copy. But if that was the only option that you had, if you told this to Josh, he would have catered you on that and provided you the mailing address. Lastly, Zoom call was not refused. It was postponed because Monday was off in terms of operations. It was a meeting in which everybody had to be there. And that's the reason why it wasn't refused. It was just postponed, and you were informed about it. Unprofessionalism would be just disappearing, in the time frame that was scheduled for a call, and then informing later on. We informed you prior to the phone call or the Zoom session. So I don't think that would be counted under unprofessionalism. All I'm trying to say, Danuta, is that I'm not running after your money. I'm still willing to refund you, okay? The only problem is that you as a customer, if you can give us a second chance, I'm going to reassign your project to my personal team, and I'll make sure that I take care of every bit, every detail on your project. Give me a second chance. Give me like 10 working days max. I'm not asking for a lot. And if I fail to provide anything to you, take all of your money back. No questions asked, no phone call. You just need to tell me that, you know what, Samantha, I need a refund now. I don't think it's working out. 10 days only. And I'm going to initiate the refund.
Thank you, Samantha, for explaining all of this to me. I really appreciate you taking the time. And I am not changing my mind, so I would like you to refund me the money right now, and I don't want to have another 10 days with Penguin, please.
Okay, I completely understand and respect your decision.
Thank you.
How about this? If
I
initiate
that.
A refund now, it is either way going to take almost 7 to 8 working days for the reflection of the amount into your account, since we are doing it through a merchant. So would you give me that 7 to 8 working days time frame to show you something? I'm just trying to do my last effort. And if it doesn't work, I'm going to... Yeah, go ahead.
I appreciate your offer. Thank you very much. I appreciate your offer, but the answer is still no. Thank you.
But that's not... I'm not going to be holding off the refund. The refund will already be on its way. And while it's being reflected...
This is fine, really. I understand that, but...
So,
but
Danuta,
no, thank you
there's
so
no
much,
way,
no.
There's no way at all that I can convince you to give me a second chance.
That's correct.
If I offer you any compensation services free of cost, would that change your mind?
I'm afraid not. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, why is that so? I mean, do you believe in second chances or you do not believe in that?
I really don't have time for this. I am extremely busy person. I am a college professor. I really don't have time for it. So I would appreciate if you could just send me the money back, and I'm not going to post any, I can promise you that I'm not going to post any negative reviews online. I can give you that. That would be my thank you note to you for being speeding the refund. Not kind of leaving hard feelings, and I will not post bad reviews online. I can give you that, okay?
Okay, Danuta, let me just go ahead and forward this case since I don't know, even if I pull out something from a magical hat, I don't think that's going to change your perception or, you know, change your mind, convince you otherwise. So I understand that.
That's
let me
correct.
Go ahead and
Thank
initiate
you.
This as soon as possible. Once it's done, I'm going to ask Josh to email you, okay, for the confirmation for it.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Do you want my email now?
I have your email
address.
You have
my email.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank
okay.
you for your time
Wonderful.
Once again. Take care. Bye.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.